mouth. But the mouse got grabbed a hold to his neck and was choking him. And as long as he had choking him, he couldn't swallow him. And that's why we have to be wiser than that devil. Long as I'm pleading the blood upon you, Satan, you ain't gonna be able to keep. You ain't gonna be able to bust his heart. You ain't gonna be able to do this now. The same thing, and when those finances are down, the Bible says we all you got to do is call, you've been paying your tithe. He said you can come bombard heaven, and he said he'll open up that door, and somebody gonna come and bring you what you need. You can stand on that word when you're doing what the Lord has told you to do. There's been a many times, Bishop don't know where something coming. But I never lose. I never have backsliding on my mind. Sometimes it waits till the last moment. And hear that blessing that I've been looking for. It'll be right there. He might not be there when you want it. But the Bible, as old song said, it'll always be there on time. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get somebody to have that faith. See, sometimes, even the preacher be telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes. But God told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody wanted to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish things to confound who? The wise folks. And that's why sometimes the people don't believe. They come into church and they see us jumping and shouting, and it looks like stupidness there. You stupid people, you're standing up there. I don't see what you're feeling for. No way. And they buying into services because they won't get into the service. They was told how they had to march around the city there. And the soldiers was laid back and said, look at them stupid. Oh, Lord, look at Jesus Christ. Getting about to see that. Glory to God. They watched them for 6 days. Wouldn't even kill them. Because that day they're stupid. Marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible said on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down. The city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you've seen, that's why the Bible says, again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers, them having that city. But the man of God said, hey, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was confounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-234-4. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time. Please pray.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. praising the Lord. Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Lamb with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? You are the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the Kingdom Ministry of God. Well, that's an honor. That's a privilege. I don't have the words to express I don't have no words. You know, all I can do is just bow before my Father in heaven and bow before every last one of you in this listening audience and tell everybody, because I know something. But I know that when I come on this radio broadcast and the Spirit of the Lord come upon me and God used me and the purpose for this broadcast is to build you up, to exalt you. And I know some things, like I say, I know that, and I'm serving kings and queens. That's why I say what an honor and what a privilege for you to, you know, for me to be able to serve you, you know, such distinguished men and ladies. I tell you, I don't have the words to, you know, I'm just sitting here in awe now as I in this station now. You know, what an honor. What a privilege. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. You know, I bring you greetings from my wife, Gail, and my family, and our outreach ministry, Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. That's our assignment, you know. We've been commissioned by God. You know, I say this because I always want you to know the purpose for you, for this broadcast, and for you being tuned into it, so that you never miss at the use of it. His purpose is to build you up, to edify you, to bring you knowledge of God's will and God's word and God's will for your life. And in that knowledge and in that information, man, is designed to build you up, and not only build you up, but give you your inheritance. Did you know that you have an inheritance? There's a lot of things that, you know, perhaps you might not know, or you might have heard of it, but you might not be confident of it and sure of it. But you really do, all of us. You know, you inherit a lot of things, eternal life, a lot of things. You know, you really do inherit a lot of things. You inherited Almighty God. And listen, not only did you have you inherited Almighty God, you are heirs of God, but you are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. You know what I mean? Everything that Jesus has, you know, you have. Everything that the Father has, Jesus has. So we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. You know, your greatest one, know what it, all of me, you have salvation, have eternal life, have the riches of God. A lot of things in our inheritance. You know what the greatest of it one is of all? Here's the scripture for it. The Bible say in Matthew 25, somewhere up in there, come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I'm going to say that one more time. Come you who are blessed of your Father and inherit and get your inheritance. Get what? The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you even before the foundations of the world is your inheritance that belong to you. That's what the Bible is about. That's a will. That's a testament. Not only is it a will, but boy, it's probated in the courts of heaven, man. It'll stand up in the laws of heaven. Just like a will here when it probated and it did, when it went through all the changes, and it'll stand up in any court of law, this will here, this word of God, will stand up in the courts of heaven too. And, you know, back up everything you say. But if you don't know you have a will, if you don't pursue your will, if you don't go after your will, then it'll just lay there. Unclaimed property. Right. You didn't know. And those of us who do know, man, you know, you not only do you have to know that you have a will, but you got to know how to get it. You know, there's a protocol to getting it. Anyway, you know, it's an honor and a privilege, you know, to be able to come to you and share with you, you know, things of that nature that you might come to the knowledge of, not come to the knowledge of, but get excited about it. And man, when you go to your church services on Sunday, man, and you get inspired by the many gifted anointings that will be coming from the pulpit there, you know, and words of encouragement and excitement that will hype you up and build you up, you know. That you might use that information, man, you know, that inspiration, man, along with this information, that inspiration, along with this information, and you can ever get to the place where we can combine those two together. Like I said once before in the broadcast, look out, devil. Again, it's really an honor and a privilege to serve you, because I know who I'm serving. I'm serving King and queen. You know you born king? Just know some information. You born king. You were born a ruler. Let me just say some things. I'm just scattering some seeds. You know what God is doing? You know, I lied through this broadcast. For the, I've been listening to a little tape and going over, you know, and I noticed something that what he's been doing. He found good ground. You know, if you're listening to this broadcast, that means you know that you're good ground. Because God don't cast his seed among the swine. No, not no pearls. So if you tune into this broadcast, then that's an indication that you're good ground. So God, this is how kingdom of God operates. So God, the farmer just go, he just plant the seeds. He just go and scatter the word of God into the field or into the hearts of the people, into your life. Then he go to bed. He don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. First a little blade, then ear, then the corn, then the harvest time, then they come in and get it. It's a process. And I noticed that that's what God's been doing, you know, through this broadcast. He's just been planting the seeds of the kingdom of God and watering those seeds, you know. And he know the whole process. That there's, as long as the earth remains, that there's a seed time and harvest time. That's a law in the kingdom of God, the law of sowing and reaping. We'll get to that later. But that's what he's doing in his broadcast. I know he's just sowing seeds of the kingdom in your life and then watering it. And the earth bring forth of itself. What's the earth? That's you. That's your spirit. Listen, the words that I speak through this broadcast, they are spirit and they are life. It's not addressed to your soul. It's for your soul. It's addressed to your spirit. Is addressed to the real you. Is addressed to that king in you, that ruler in you, that queen in you, the real you, the you that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, of peculiar people.
Operating our priesthood as whatever name, whatever denomination, whatever we find out about it, but boy, we find out something else too.
That not only, man, are we, man, apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and all the other, but we are kings and queens too. We're rulers.
Let me. You know, there's something else too. You know, I know
that too. As I listen to the CDs, you know, and go, you know, we don't never, you know, give you too much chapter and verse. You know, we don't never open up the Bible and say, hey, you know, turn to such and such and turn to such and such and turn to such and such. I say this, you know, God told me 40 years ago when he came into my life, changed my life. And I asked God, Lord, what you want me to do? You want me to, what did you want me to do? I mean, this is a personal encounter. You know, I'm changed now. You want me to preach? You want me to be a, what you want me to do, Lord? And this is what he told me. This is what he spoke to my heart. He said, you'll be faithful to put my word on the inside of you. And I'll be faithful to pull my word out of you. So at that time, I just study the word. I just begin to listen to the word, study the word day after day after day after day after day. Listen to the word all day, all the time. For the last 40 years. So when I come on this radio, I don't have no pre-planned messages or nothing. I just come on here and say, you know, on my way up here, I just say, Lord, okay, thank you. What an honor, what a privilege that you would allow me to serve your children, the bread of life, that will build them up, not just hype them up, not just give them hope, man, but give them, build them up and give them their inheritance. So I say that again, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to serve you. Listen, let me, since we don't go to that too much, let me just show you something, and I'm going to turn to a passage of scripture in the Bible in Revelation. And I'm going to read something to you in your hearing. I don't know the Bible too much in chapter and verse. Sometimes that's not good, you know. I know the word of God, but, you know, in chapter and verse, you know, I don't kind of like that, you know. I never read the Bible to get sermons out of it, but I just read it to get the life that was in it. And I saw, you know, that the chapter and verse was just for my reference, for my study. So if it got to a place where I got past that, then, you know, I just started getting reading the word to get the life that's in the word. Out of John chapter 1, verse 16, out of there into Arthur, chapter 1, verse 1, in my heart. Because as long as it was in John 3:16, then that was good and everything else. But, man, it's perfect for being there is for me to get it out of there and get it on the inside of me. Then it become, man, you know, the living word. Let me read this scripture to you. I think it's in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy to open up the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. In other words, we're saying, who is able to tell us what's really going on? I mean, you know, it got everybody have their opinions and everything else, and that's good and that's dandy and everything else. You know, some say this, some say that, some believe this, some believe that, you know. And some say, you got all these different ways, you know. Who can really open up the book and really tell us what's really going on? He's saying, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld the throne in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. As it had been slain, having seven heads and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth. And he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. Watch this. And have made us unto God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of four many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 and 10,000 and 10,000, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Listen, I just want to focus on, read verse 10 to you again. And because of what he has done for us, talking about Jesus, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. I told you were born king. You were born king. Those voices that we've been, you know, we didn't give you what we told you what book it was in, but everything that I say, we don't give the word to you in chat and verse, we give you nothing but the word. I'm an ambassador. I don't have no opinion. All I can give you on here is the word of God, you know, and it, like I say, it's not in chat and verse, but it's the word of God. I told you, it ain't in the, when I come up on here, I ain't in the Bible no more than me. That's what it means. I mean, you know, God bring it out. Me, you know, it's the word of God. All of it. Not some of it. All of it. You were born a king. You remember the scripture I told you we read in the weeks past? When God created you in his image and in his likeness. And that you come from Almighty God. That you are masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. And when he came down here to this earth, man, you know, and provided a body for you and breathed into mankind, or Adam's nostrils, the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. And God gave him a word. Here, have dominion over the whole earth, over every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom that confronts you in your life. You're a king, dominion. All right. That's good. Let me back up and say something.
that scripture that I read to you in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, it didn't say he made us man priests and kings. Let's say it again. He said, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. I told you, not careful, you're just operating in your priesthood. What's your priesthood? That's all our services to him. That's all our services to him. All of it. Everything. The whole spiritual service that we do to him. All the totality of it. That's your priesthood. And that's what we've been operating in our priesthood. But you know, before there was an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, church, choir, singing, all that. Before it was in that, you know that we have in our, we know it's church, whatever. If you come up on the air and know your worship, you know, before all of that, we even was in existence, man, God made you a king. He said, let them have dominion. Made you a king first and a priest. What's a king? That's a ruler. What's a king? That's a political figure. What they do, they rule and reign. What's a priest? That's a spiritual figure. What he do? He represent man, God, man to the people, and the people to God. He go before God on behalf of the people, and then he come back to the people, man, on behalf of God. That's a priest. He's a spiritual. He represent God. That's our priestly garment. Everything that represents God. But our kingship. Hey, that's not a religious word. That's a political word. That's a ruler. Glory to God. You need to get me excited. That's a ruler. What does it rule over? Every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his life. You don't rule over people. Every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. How come that's so important, Arthur, for you to know that and you keep saying that, and you know? Because listen here, that's what the enemy used. That's what the devil used. In this world system that he set up upon the earth, that's his MO. Circumstances, situations, and symptoms. And he dangles circumstances, situations, and symptoms, man, like I told you, on a purpose strain control thing, man, you know. And he dangles circumstances, situations, and symptoms in the life of people, man, and he kind of make them act however he want them to act based upon them circumstances, situations, and symptoms. In other words, man, the circumstances, situations, and symptoms be dictated to the people. When man, God designed was for the people to dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It's been reversed. It's a curse. I'm going to say that again. The circumstance, the situation, and symptom, man, in this world that we live in here that's influenced and motivated and set up by the devil, amen, he uses circumstance, situation, and symptoms. If you're not careful, those circumstance, situation, and symptoms will dictate to you. That's the devil's design. But in the kingdom of God, you dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It was dark out there, man, and God didn't, and he wanted light. He didn't let that dark situation, man, dictate to him. He say, light be. Hallelujah. They brought the sick to Jesus, man. He didn't let that dictate to them. He say, rise, take up your bed and walk. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. He dictated. What he was operating as, he wasn't operating as an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher. All of us was in him. Just like within all of us, you know, but he was operating as a king. That's what they crucified him for. Him and that thing they had up on there, Jesus Christ, King of the Jews. You make himself, man, equal with you. Want to be Caesar. Hey, Lord. He's operating as a king. I told you, you were born king. But what you don't know about, what I think, you know, and the reason why, you know, we don't operate in our kingship, because all we've been ministered was our priesthood. Listen. When I say the gospel of the kingdom, when Jesus Christ come preaching the gospel of the kingdom, that was it. There was no other messages. There was no messages after that. The Bible says after that, man didn't come at the end.
I told you it's the main event.